ESPN 97.5. The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you. Are you ready? Hey, you think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down! From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz. Click like. Put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real. Today it's at producer T. Scott. And no degenerates 975 because Jong is off today. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. But I'm actually thinking I probably am just going to ban texts until I get back from vacation because they're so irritating to the point of
so much
you guys, you tweet, you text stuff, and we get like thousands of texts. And if I don't get it the first time and you text it six times because you want your question answered when we've got other stuff to talk about, and you just keep going and going, and now I'm never answering your question because you're being a dick about it. I swear, this was probably the worst addition we ever made was the text line.
I'm telling you.
I honestly think it's about time to just kill it.
Was it, so Derek Lewis did the 415 segment with us, and he's a fan of the show, so he just said he just wants to sit in here and listen. He's been in here for the last hour. Is it intimidating to have that dude just sitting here watching us work to you?
No, not really. I mean, okay. I mean, it's kind of cool. Okay. It wasn't intimidating, though.
You know, he's talking about, oh, man, I get real nervous on the air. And I'm like, oh, I get real nervous when there's like a 285-pound black dude sitting next to me.
Who could smash your face?
Pop my head like a pimple.
TJ says, what are the odds we can get Bob Arum on when you interview Canelo? Well, we can't interview Canelo because he doesn't do English.
Yeah.
We've tried that before. You've got on the list.
Hold on, Poppy. It's me, Bobby.
Yeah, we got one of those emails saying, do you want this person? I'm like, oh, yeah, we'd love to get Canelo. And say, oh, no, he doesn't do English.
No English.
So, yeah, and you know, my Spanish would not get very far. So it is What Are the Odds Wednesday, and whenever you call, text, tweet, whatever you do, put odds on it. And we'll 6:15, we'll do a What Are the Odds segment where Tyler will get to judge, which I don't know if I want to give him that power, but we will. The best three will get poker seats. I've got four more seats to give away at some point this hour. And if you win one and you want to sit at my table, just either tweet me or text me. If you don't, that's cool. You might wind up there anyway. 713-780-ESPN. And I'm muting more. That's what we're doing today. This is my fault because you know what? Usually I have a lot of patience with people, but I really need to be on vacation. I really need a break. This is one of the first times when I could ever say, man, I am looking so forward to getting the hell out of town and not thinking about anything for 2 weeks. I'm really looking forward to it, and I have another week to go. So 713-780-ESPN. Let's try some phone calls. Jonathan. What's up, Jonathan?
Sports guys, I got a question for Bob Arum. Mr. Arum, how do you think the Mexican fans are going to react to Canelo's choice not to fight Gennady Golovkin? I'll let you take that, Mr. Arum.
Bob, do you want to address that?
Fine, but this is the last one I'm doing today. I've got a lot of things to do. Listen, what's the caller's name?
Jonathan.
Jonathan. Is it spelled with an H or no H?
I don't think there's an H in it.
Jonathan, listen to me. The Mexicans love Canelo. As soon as I say Canelo's not going to fight Golovkin, the Mexicans blame Golovkin. The Mexicans blame everyone but Canelo. They'll blame Manny Pacquiao. They'll blame Floyd Mayweather. They blame me. They're anti-Semites. But they will not blame their own. Even though it's clearly Canelo's fault and clearly Oscar De La Hoya's fault, they don't want to point the finger at a fellow Mexican. So they choose to deflect. And I've got no time for it. Thank you for your call, Jeffrey.
All right.
Thanks, Bob. It was a pleasure having you in here today.
The pleasure's all mine. I'll see you boys later.
You never say goodbye to Bob.
You know what? I know that no matter where I go and what I do, Bob's never that far away.
He's not.
And so...
It is amazing that he comes down here so often.
Yeah, and it's... I think my favorite thing when we had him on last time, we were talking about how big he was in Houston, and he had no clue that we were, you know, how popular he was and why. Let's squeeze in a couple more calls. Dan, you're on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Sports, what are the odds? How you guys doing? What are the odds that the Al Jazeera PED investigation goes beyond the start of the NFL season? Are they going to drag this out? Are you actually taking this seriously? You guys are the geniuses. I just want to get your input on that.
What about geniuses?
Yeah.
Geniuses strong. You should read the text line. You'll know we're not geniuses. I expect it to... this is a weird one because I still don't know about the details of that report, how much of it was actually accurate. None of it surprises me. None of those names surprise me even a little bit. But I'm kind of with the NFLPA on this. I don't know how you can investigate something like that when you've already had one guy retract everything he said. I think it's going to drag out because the NFLPA is going to fight it. And to me, it's a Deflategate too. It's a non-story. You're not going to find out anything that's going to get these guys. So it's just the NFL wielding its sword and trying to say, oh, we're going to make sure it's clean. Well, you know, if we went after Brady, then we have to show we'll go after Peyton Manning. It's a lot of saber rattling is all it is, yeah, in my opinion. So, all right, let's try Craig. Craig.
Yes.
Sports, Craig.
Oh, sports. What do you think the odds are that James Harden had anything to do with Moses Malone Jr.'s kid getting beat up and everything?
We haven't had
a chance to get to that story, which I wanted to get to.
Maybe that may deserve its own segment. I don't know if we we're ready to jump. We'll do that in the next segment. How about that?
Because
that warrants more than just a quick mention.
Absolutely.
All right. I'm going to tell you guys about Allied Outdoor Solutions real quickly. Allied Outdoor Solutions can beautify your backyard, custom outdoor kitchens, outdoor water features, outdoor fire features. They can basically turn your backyard into a paradise. And if you've got a fading pool deck or a grayed out patio, an outdated driveway, you can fix that and make it look great without tearing everything out and starting over. That's an expensive hassle, is tearing out everything and putting down new concrete. Pain in the butt, costs a lot of money, lots of reasons not to do it. That's why you need to call the pros at Allied Outdoor Solutions. Carved stone gives you the superior look of real stone on your existing surface for less. It's troweled, hand-carved, custom-colored for your home. It looks amazing, and it's twice as strong as concrete. Allied stands behind carved stone with a 7-year warranty, and they can do residential and commercial projects. Allied can help you figure out how to hang on to your hard-earned cash longer with several monthly payment options. They even offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. They are the 2015 Angie's List Super Service Award winner. And listen, get a carved stone overlay for the look and feel of real stone for less from Allied Outdoor Solutions today. You won't regret it. Go by the showroom, I-10 in the Beltway. See what they can do to your backyard. You will be blown away at what they're capable of. Or you can check out the Carved Stone Project's photo gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. Or call for a risk-free estimate, 713-465-0400. That's 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
Blitz on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Your Astros update. They're in the bottom of the eighth. Luke Gregerson came on and gave up a double, but there's now one out. So
7-3 lead.
Yeah. Sports fellas, what are the odds Andrew Luck will play well enough to deserve anywhere near the amount of money he will be making? I think with quarterbacks, you know, you guys have to, everybody kind of gets caught up in the numbers for the quarterbacks. We've gone through all these guys. That's a going rate for playing the position. And he was up. I think based on what he's already done, he's earned that kind of money. So, yeah, I think unless he plays like he did last year, every year for the rest of his contract, then I think he's going to show he earns it.
Yep.
So, 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776, if you want to get in. Every time I want to get rid of the text, I always get like five or six really good ones from people, and it changes my opinion. I just got to go back and do more muting. All right, let's talk about this James Harden thing. If you haven't seen the story, Moses Malone Jr., who you would really have no reason to ever talk about, for any reason, other than he's the son of Moses Malone, played college ball around here, hasn't really been heard from for years, claims he was attacked by James Harden's entourage outside of VLive Houston early Saturday morning, which I think is right down Richmond, if I'm not mistaken. Okay. I think I've driven by it.
Malone partied there.
No,
just admit it.
No, not, no. I don't do clubs, you know that. Malone Jr. posted on Facebook about how Harden's basketball camp was unaffordable for inner city kids. And believes Harden sent his entourage to assault him and steal his jewelry, which was valued at approximately $15,000. A police department spokesman told ABC that at least four of the men had guns. The Facebook post basically shows a flyer to James Harden's basketball camp.
Yeah.
And then he says, "Don't he make way more dollar sign than Donald Driver, but he's charging $249 sign, and the inner city kids have no chance to go to his camp. Hollywood Harden, 100, 100, 100, frowny face, hashtag fact."
Well, if this is the case, if they can really tie him to this, can you imagine the disaster that is for James Harden? That's prison, right?
Yeah, it has to be, right?
I mean, listen, he's not given a statement. The Rockets haven't given a statement. His camp hasn't given a statement. But that that's a bad look. If it does come back to him, I mean, that you've got to go to prison for that. That's a big time claim.
It won't come back to him because those guys
will.
For one thing, I want to be very, very clear here. This is one guy saying this.
Right.
Who got robbed of $15,000 worth of jewelry. And here's another thing. If you're wearing $15,000 worth of jewelry out and about, sooner or later, somebody's going to rob you. Just a fact. But even if on the 1% chance that he really was involved, those guys aren't going to rat him out.
No, they'll take the
they'll take it for him.
That's what you got to have fall guys for, right?
Yeah.
Who said that? Chris Carter?
Yeah.
You need a fall guy?
You need fall guys. Fall guys with guns, apparently.
That's right.
Yeah, apparently it's at the old Ruth, what used to be Ruth's Chris, is where place is. So I know I've driven by it.
It is right
probably on the way to Dave and Buster's, because
yeah,
it's where we're going tomorrow. But it's so bizarre. I think the reason it's bizarre is because it's kind of believable.
Yeah.
That's why it's bizarre. I don't believe it. I'm pretty skeptical about it. But it's one of those things that if I got robbed walking out of here, I could say something about, well, it was Bruce Jenner because I was saying nasty things about him. So he had me robbed. So almost anybody can say that. But it is being investigated. So we'll see. I'm going to go with probably not.
Yeah.
Just on first blush. But we don't have enough information about it, so it's really hard to have an opinion other than that's pretty damn bizarre.
It's very strange. It's a crazy story. I'm excited to see how it plays out. How about that?
Oh, I am too. I am too, because there's a part of me kind of like it to be true.
I mean,
just to see what would happen. But I don't believe it.
Yeah, can you even imagine what happens to this team if that happens?
Yeah, I don't think so. 713 makes a real good point. This guy is so full of himself, he thinks that James Harden's going to send a crew after him for a Facebook post. Yeah, that is kind of feeling pretty self-important.
Yeah, chances are good it was just four guys with guns who wanted your jewelry and money.
Yeah.
That happens a lot.
El Jefe said, didn't he get robbed of $50,000 worth of jewelry? There have been conflicting reports. The most consistent thing I've seen is 15. If he's really carrying 50,000 around, dude, I would rob his ass. That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Not really. I'm just kidding. But anyway, so that's the story. And I want to make it very clear that I don't think there's anything to it, but we'll see how it plays out. It must kind of suck, though. Let's say that he's just making this up. It's got to suck when people drag your name through stuff like this.
Oh, yeah.
for no reason. But, yeah, I don't know much about Moses Malone Jr. since...
You shouldn't.
Yeah, and why would I? But... Yeah, obviously he's got some, you know, he's obviously doing real well if he's running around with that much jewelry on.
Or he has a famous dad.
Or had a famous dad.
Had a famous dad.
Yeah. You know, that's how I know I'm getting old. Because when I was reading up on this and I was trying to get some more background on Moses Malone Jr., I'd forgotten that Moses Malone passed away.
Yeah.
And it was just last year. I was like, wow. Man, I drink a lot. 713-780-ESPN is your number. You know what? Should we give away four more poker spots? I think that's a good plan.
All right.
We're going to give away four now, and then we'll have three left for our What Are the Odds game. Win a seat into the Blitz Summer Poker Classic. The first round is this Thursday, June 30th at Dave & Buster's on Richmond. Tournament starts at 7. All players must register to play by 6:45. The top 25 in the qualifier win a seat in the final round and a chance to win the grand prize. For details and the official rules, log on to ESPN975.com. If you win one of the four seats and you want to sit at my table, just shoot me a tweet or a text. I'm almost full. I'm gonna have like two extras. It won't guarantee you'll get on, but we'll do our best and it'll be fun, and I'll dump my chips off to you at some point. So callers 20, 21, 22, and 23. So anyway. 713-780-ESPN. 440 says Will Harden is going to steal $17 million from the Houston owner this year.
That's true. There is a he does have a reputation for stealing money.
But, yeah, people are saying there's more to it, that there was some text between them before that and things like that. I have not seen any of that yet.
Yeah, so, I haven't either.
Not on a reputable website. And that's one thing that I'm going to try to be real careful about until I see, you know, what, you know, police reports and things like that. So... 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. I have not seen an updated story on that since we came on air, but see, your buddy Dwayne Wade is making noise again about testing free agency. He did this last year, too. He wound up selling for a one-year $20 million deal. Oof.
Yeah.
Do you see any chance he's anywhere but the Heat?
Not really. And I thought that he and Kevin Durant were – I thought that was the reason Kevin Durant kind of wanted to go down there. And maybe he goes somewhere. I could see him – at this point in his career, would it shock you if Dwayne Wade took a mid-level exception and went and played in Cleveland?
Yes, it would, considering he's insulted by the fact that they don't want to pay him $20 million. By the way, the Astros gave up a run there. Gregerson did, so it's 7-4 going to the ninth. But apparently $20 million is offensive to him. Do you really think he'd take a mid-level exception?
I don't know.
I think this guy, he's made it pretty clear that he wants to get paid. And I just think
this guy's been paid. I don't think.
Well, he feels like, well, even when LeBron was there, they all did the sacrifice so he wouldn't have to get as much. He wants max money.
Yeah.
That's what he wants. And I just don't think that's going to happen anywhere. and he means more to Miami than he does anybody else. I don't see at his age. I mean, he was still a good player last year. I don't think there's any question about that. But he's going to be a year older. You're going to be paying an awful lot of money for a guy who, you know, a lot of injury history. I don't know. All right. We're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Look at them, look at their wrists. Look at them, look at their wrists. Look at them, look at their wrists.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. It's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Just to follow up on some of the Astros stuff we were talking about earlier, Brian McTaggart just tweeted this out. In his last 29 games, care to guess what Altuve is hitting?
I mean, it's got to be over 350.
How about 431?
Oh, wow.
50 for 116. That's a pretty hot trend.
He's a machine right now, man.
Yeah. So, fun to watch. I'm glad they've turned it around. And, you know, still be nice if you could get Keuchel from close to last year. Not a bad effort today, but again, not the Keuchel you're used to seeing. I mean, basically, a quality start. 6 innings, 2 earned runs, 3 runs, and 6 hits. He only, but he walked 3 again, and that's just not him. I mean, that's been one of the things all year. He's just walking a lot more batters. But did lower his ERA to 5.13. So there's that.
The comments on the Twitter that you guys have about the James Harden story are hilarious. Maybe that's how Harden should recruit Durant at gunpoint.
Would that work?
Maybe.
I like it.
Maybe. And Lamont saying that if this story's true, maybe it'd force him to care a little bit. Hurts his image, Adidas drops him, he's forced to care.
See, like I said, every time I lose faith in the text, I get one like this. Harden may have an alibi, but we know he's got no defense.
Baho. That's solid, too.
That's very
well
good.
Done, boys.
Yes, sir. Well played. Oh, man. 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. And, yeah, the imp is on first base, so I guess he just got yet another hit, which is why Brian tweeted that out. And looks like, the screen just went dark after what looked like another home run. But apparently it was not. It was a ground rule double.
All right.
Yeah. So, Correa again, who also seems to be
turning things around a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
Someone tweeted me the other day about if I regret saying that I wouldn't take Correa over every young player in the league, and I was like, "Did I miss something? Is he significantly better than I thought he was being this year?" And I looked it up, and no, he's still hitting 265, and I still stand by the guys that I said I would take over him. So, no. I still like him. I still think he's going to be a great player. Do I think he's going to be better than Mike Trout long term? No, I don't. That's not me crapping on him.
No, it is. See, because apparently that's all you can be. If you say someone's not as good as someone, then right. You're a hater.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Yeah. I think I had a list of maybe 4 players, 5 players that I would have taken over him, you know, and everybody's like,
yeah.
How dare you?
But see, but with speculative stuff like that, the reality is that can change 2 years from now.
Yeah, of course.
And it's going to change. And then people say, oh, well, you said you wouldn't take this guy over this guy. Well, yeah, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And then things change. And, yeah, it's funny because you can't win with questions like that.
Right. And the whole discussion was, if you could have a player to build your franchise around, how far would you get before you pick Correa? Like, if you put every player into a pool and you're doing a draft and this is your new franchise for the next 20 years, how far do you get before you pick Correa? And I said, I think I said 6 or 7. And there was, I think, 2 pitchers and 5 position players or something.
Yeah, see,
like
I'm
that.
Not sure I would put any pitchers on that list just because as great as they are,
Man, that's fair. That's it, because it's an opinion thing.
Yeah, because, well, 5 years ago, you would have had Tim Lincecum probably on a list of guys that you'd build around. Certainly when he was 25, 26 and they're winning World Series. And yeah, at least position players, theoretically, you're going to get 10 years out of.
Yeah.
So for me, I would never put a pitcher in my top 10. It would be the 10 best position players.
Well, I think there every once in a while a special pitcher comes along, and Clayton Kershaw seems to be a pretty special pitcher.
How many years does he have left? And we're talking about starting right now. I mean, let's say he pitches at this level for 3 more years, which is amazing. Still not going to be as much as a guy like Mike Trout, who's probably going to give you 10 more years.
Yeah. I mean, he's 27. It's not like he's ancient.
No, but you know, when those guys start slowing down and they're not dominant anymore.
Well, that's fair.
I think a hitter is going to be able to keep that going for a much longer time than a pitcher. Because like Arrieta would be on my list right now, but ask me in 3 years.
But the reality is, if I'm building a franchise, I don't need you to last 10 years. I need you to win me a couple World Series, you know. And if
now you're talking about a different question. You're talking about what are they going to do for you over the next 3 years versus what are they going to do over their career.
I'm saying
those are two different questions.
If I just gave you the whole scenario. If you dumped every player into a pool and you had a redraft of every player available, how far would you get before you took Correa? And you're saying you wouldn't take any pitchers before?
Probably not, no.
Okay.
No, because I feel pretty good that I could get really good pitchers rounds 3-4 that.
You'll never get a Kershaw.
So? How many World Series has Kershaw won for
None.
You? How good has he been in the playoffs? Just like David Price. I wouldn't touch David Price because might get you to the playoffs. What's he going to do when he gets there?
Yeah.
But anyway, 713-780.
There's plenty of ESPN. Good players that we're talking about who haven't been to the playoffs. And
you know. No, but I mean, you're talking about winning a World Series. I mean, I think that's part of it. So you're telling me that, yeah, Clayton Kershaw would be a guy I would get. Well, all right. Show up in the playoffs, Clayton Kershaw. I mean, that's, to me, to have that kind of guy is great. But, you know, if you're talking about winning a World Series, I feel like I'd have a better chance, even though the Angels suck. I feel like I'd have a better chance with Mike Trout and a couple of guys like that that would produce runs, plus spending my middle picks on pitchers and not spending as
much.
Well, in reality is almost every pitcher that winds up being great gets a huge contract, and then they're never the same after
that. But the reality is this whole thing is subjective. You know,
Of course it is.
It's who do you like? Who do I like? Who do I project to be this good in 5 years? Who do you project?
It's opinionated stuff. And I would probably have Correa lower, and I'm sure Astros fan doesn't want to hear that because I don't have enough of a body of work yet. Because we've seen him for a season and a half, and he looks like he's going to be fantastic.
Well, that's the thing. Like a couple of the guys that were on my list that I would take ahead of him were Manny Machado and Nolan Arenado. And they're like, are you serious? This guy's got all the potential in the world. How could you put those guys? Because those guys are already doing it now.
Yeah.
I mean, they're 2 years older, and they're already established doing this in the league. I'll take that over this guy in a couple. If you tell me this guy is currently doing it in his age 23 season, I'll take that over this guy's going to be doing this in 2 years when he's 21.
And 2 years, ask me that question. He may be number one on the list.
Might be. But for right now, I'll take the bird in the hand, and I'll take Manny Machado and Nolan Arenado and what they're doing over Carlos Correa. And what's funny is, before the season, nobody thought this, although I feel like this show has been saying it for some time. Jose Altuve is the best player on that team. Jose Altuve is what Carlos Correa should hope to turn into.
Yeah, and I don't think there's certainly no doubt who's been the best player on this team for the first half of this season here. And it's not close, but they have the bases loaded, by the way. So in the top of the ninth, it's 8-4 Astros, bases loaded, one out. For those of you who are keeping score at home. I wanted to address this text that this guy sent me like 6 times about the Texans, but I don't think we have enough time for it, so we'll save it for 6 o'clock. So,
Jose Altuve, by the way, third in the league in wins above replacement right now.
That's not bad. Who's better than him?
Mike Trout, 4.67. Clayton Kershaw, 4.58. Altuve has a 4.4.
That's above average.
That's well above average.
And he plays second base, which I would tend to value middle infielders a little more. But up 2 outs. Someone, I couldn't tell who it was from here because my eyes are bad, but someone stormed back to the dugout.
Is second base considered a valued position?
Probably not, but
I feel like left side of the infield is more valuable.
More so, but I think if you're getting production from that, from a position that you ordinarily wouldn't, it'd be like having a catcher.
Yeah.
That, to me, of course, we always say that, that you should get production from your outfielders, and it's not like the Astros have always done it.
But that's why Correa, I mean, Correa, who's a shortstop, it's hard to get good production out of a shortstop in the league.
Right.
Although, man, I'll tell you what, another guy that I may have put on my list this year, who I might take over Carlos Correa now, is Corey Seager, the Dodgers shortstop, who is 22 years old and is better than Correa right now. So it's
everybody falls in love with the thing they see every day,
right?
And that's
and
cool.
With the hometown kid, obviously you're gonna prefer him, but you know there's a lot of other guys playing in this league that are pretty good.
All right. You know what? Let's squeeze in this call real quick before we do that. Jason wants to weigh in on the Astros. Go, Jason.
Sports guys.
Sports, man.
Hey, yeah, I mean, I know it's great that the Astros are on this hot streak, but what some of the Houston fans seem to forget is they still haven't made up a single game on the Rangers. What are the odds that they keep up this hot streak, that they make up any games on the Rangers in the division by the All-Star break? I'll hang up and listen.
I think if they keep this up, they'll definitely make up some games at some point. But they lost ground. They didn't just make up. They went from 9 back to 10 back during this stretch.
Well, and here's the other thing. I mean, can you realistically expect them to keep this up?
No.
Just like you can't realistically expect the Rangers to keep playing the way they have either. Although they've done it more consistently for this season.
No, really the last two seasons. I mean, other than the bad start last year, the Rangers have been very consistent over a greater length of time. But yeah, the thing is, and I've said this before, if the Astros had just taken care of business in some of those games against the Rangers, they're not 10 back.
Spot right now. Yeah,
but they didn't. And the Rangers own them. And yeah, I think if they keep playing like this, they'll make up ground, because I don't expect both these teams to keep playing like this. But that's the thing. The Astros are on a great run right now, but see me again in 2 weeks. That's how baseball works, and they've gotten themselves back into the wild card thing. But do I feel confident that they're going to stay in that mix with the Red Sox and the Blue Jays over the long haul? Not as much as I feel confident that those two teams are still going to be there.
Yeah.
But, and you can be wrong about that. Believe me, if Dallas Keuchel finally turns back into Dallas Keuchel and starts shutting people down and never losing a home game, then they'll hang around all year. But anyway,
the good thing for them, the rest of this, the first half of the season, like their last few series before the All-Star break, are it's all at home, and it's the White Sox, the Mariners, and the A's.
Yeah,
those are all teams that, if you're a legit playoff team, you got to beat those teams, right?
Theoretically, yeah. At least hold your own against them at this point. Now you've got
500 or worse teams.
You've got yourself into a spot now where if you're over 500 against those teams, which is what you should do, you don't have to blow them all out, but you should come out of there over 500. And I would just point out how fast things can change, because remember 3 weeks ago when everybody was saying the Cubs were the greatest team ever and they're off to this fantastic start? Well, fast forward to them having a bad stretch, and suddenly it's like, oh, what's wrong with the Cubs? Man, it's baseball, man.
You can't win 162 games.
Lamont want to know what that caller meant. The Astros fans don't realize the Rangers are balling too.
Yeah, I guess they don't.
I guess that was his point.
God, you see the Indians have won like...
Well, that's another team that's gotten
13 in a row now?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, 11 in a row.
I'm sorry, yeah.
My goodness.
They've been on fire. Their pitching staff, that pitching staff, to me, that's a team, if they got in the playoffs, they could do some serious damage.
They can't hardly hit a lick. I don't like their lineup at all. But that pitching staff will go. And the Mets last year, Mets weren't a great hitting team.
But they were deep in pitching.
Every game they're throwing out somebody. And in the playoffs, if you're throwing out, you know, a well above average pitcher every night, you got a chance to win. You got a chance to win the whole thing. And, I mean, the Indians are – they're better than I thought they'd be. But – I mean, it's all on the pitching. Their pitching has just been unbelievable. And like Trevor Bauer is a guy that you would have thought of as just a guy in that rotation. He's a monster right now. Josh Tomlin leads that team in wins, 9 wins. And then they've got Corey Kluber, Danny Salazar, and Carlos Carrasco. That's the rest of their rotation. Good luck beating those guys in a playoff series.
Yeah, and their run differential, plus 88.
Ridiculous. That's got to be best in the American League.
It's best in the American League. It's not close
what the
to
Cubs are doing, but...
Yeah, the Cubs are at, even with their swoon, they're at plus 170. Which
wrecking crew.
Yeah, they're nailing it. But that's nobody else is in the National League. I guess the Nationals are plus 82, but that's a pretty impressive number for the Indians.
All right, guys, I got to tell you about Gary Trichter. If you're out there on the boat this weekend, it's 4th of July, a lot of people going to the beach, a lot of people going out to the lakes. If you want to take the boat out, it's a fun time, but it's important to be safe. It's part of being a responsible captain. Always wear a life vest. Keep plenty on board for everybody. And most importantly, don't overindulge while you're out there on Texas waters. Things don't always go as planned, though. Next thing you know, you're getting whisked off in a law enforcement boat about to be arrested for BWI. Attorney Gary Trichter and his team have years of experience with Texas boating laws on alcohol in the Houston, Conroe, and Galveston area. And remember, a BWI arrest can damage your reputation the same way that a DWI or a DUI can. Call attorney Gary Trichter. Protect your rights. He's a DWI specialist right here in Houston, one of only 4 board-certified DWI specialists in the state. And what that means is he's experienced in telling the truth about police blood tests, and he's experienced in doing it in a trial situation. If you failed the breath or blood test, DWI, DUI, or boating while intoxicated, call attorney Gary Trichter. Put his number on your cell phone at 713-524-1010 or visit texasdwilaw.com at 713-524-1010 for attorney Gary Trichter.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. ESPN 97.5's Market Scoreboard Report, presented by Texas Citizens Bank.
Well, whatever Wall Street was worried about in the last couple of days with respect to Britain's decision to leave the EU has simply evaporated in the last two. The Dow up another 284 points, doubling yesterday's gains to 17,693. S&P up 34 points to 2070, and the NASDAQ up another 87 to 4779. The market shrugging off now the Brexit and maybe looking at it as a positive for Britain, whose pound has fallen, although rebounded recently, and might become more competitive outside the Eurozone. That's a theory, not necessarily a fact. But for now, the markets are banking on a more benign outcome than originally feared. Oil prices surged on a drawdown of crude oil stocks in the U.S. Petroleum availability down about 4 million barrels. Oil up $1.50 to $49.35. Gold edged higher by $2.90, while the 10-year note yield finished the day right at 1.5%. As we move to wind down this week, that has been extraordinarily volatile since the Brexit vote was concluded Thursday night. We're kind of almost back to where we started.
ESPN 97.5's Market Scoreboard Report was presented by Texas Citizens Bank, the official bank of ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Play poker in the Blitz Summer Poker Classic Thursday. We're playing at Dave and Buster's on Richmond. Bring back Big Stack Poker League as a tournament director. Sign in for available seats at 5 p.m. We'll shuffle up and deal at 7:15 to find the top 25 who will advance to the finale for a chance to win the grand prize. At 7 o'clock tonight, Hustletown with Craig Shelton, Jermaine Every, and Angelo Lawford. And why is Will Harrison with a 6-run lead?
I have no idea.
Of course, he just gave up a leadoff single.
But. AJ says, the pitchers in today's baseball are nothing like the guys from previous eras. Give me Nolan any day. Listen, there's great pitchers in every era. If you've seen Clayton Kershaw pitch, you can't just say give me anybody any day. And I understand. And Madison Bumgarner is in that conversation too.
Yeah.
Jake Arrieta for the last couple of years has been phenomenal. This is...
Chris Sale is in that conversation too, in my opinion.
Let me give you some numbers on Clayton Kershaw, and I want you to look up Nolan Ryan's numbers and find the time that he did this. And I'll just go ahead and let you know you won't. Clayton Kershaw, currently 11-2 with a 1.79 ERA, 145 strikeouts, 9 walks. In 121 innings pitched this year, he has walked 9 people. That's unheard of. unheard of to walk nine guys in that few or in that many innings. It's ridiculous.
No one would walk nine guys in a game, right? Sometimes,
like, even there's a lot of good pitchers. You know, Madison Bumgarner doesn't walk a lot of people. He's got 30 walks in 108 innings.
Yeah,
and that's good. Nolan put a lot of guys on base who didn't need to be on base, and I'm not crapping on Nolan. I'm as big a Nolan Ryan fan as anybody.
Steroids.
But Clayton Kershaw is a different kind of animal.
Well, and every era has he was an incredible strikeout pitcher, obviously
the best
of all time. But
maybe Randy Johnson. That's tough to.
Maybe, but I would also say Roger Clemens was phenomenal for a long stretch.
To me, Roger Clemens is the best pitcher I've ever seen overall.
Greg Maddux, not as sexy as those guys, but incredibly effective for a long time. Josh says, I know you guys don't like it, but it's great to hear you talk baseball. Hey, most of the time, people will tune out. We know that. But when the Astros are winning, people get excited about it, and so they tend to care about the other stuff. But, yeah, when they're not good, people turn off the radio.
Yeah.
So, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. I think the interesting thing about Kershaw is that how the Cardinals have owned him in the playoffs. And until he goes through a playoff cycle where he's the Clayton Kershaw we see in the regular season, I'm always going to have doubts about him. I don't know why it is. And there's a lot of guys like that that they're fantastic in the regular season, then they get the playoffs and they're not as good. Usually the really good, great pitchers at some point will start to turn that around. I think he's got to do that at some point. To me, that's always going to be a negative about him. All right, we got to do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Are you a Taco Bell guy?
No.
Me either.
My son, my older son, loves Taco Bell. I don't like it.
Tyler, are you a Taco Bell guy?
I think I might. I used to be, probably after this story.
I used to be also when I was like borderline homeless level poor. Now I've got no reason to basically get automatic indigestion, and I know they're going to get my order wrong. I don't need that in my life.
But Taco Bell's expensive now.
Is it really?
Yeah, you could easily spend $10.
What?
Yeah.
Dude, when I was in high school, you could go to Taco Bell and eat like a king.
Not anymore.
Like that was my lunch break spot, because for $5 you could be like, your stomach would hurt, you'd be so full.
So that's what Jack in the Box was for us.
Yeah.
But we didn't have much in the market. We had a Jack in the Box and we had a Charburger. That was basically it. And then if you drove over to Hitchcock, you could get Dairy Queen. So we didn't have many choices. But getting the order right is, it's funny you should mention that, because a customer went to Taco Bell and was upset to find that the employees forgot to add sour cream. He had apparently driven off.
That's crazy, because I don't get sour cream on my taco. I don't like sour cream, period.
Yeah.
But so I always say no sour cream. And I feel like every time I've ever ordered Taco Bell and said no sour cream, they put sour cream on it. It's like it's automatic to them.
Well, they forgot to add it this time. So he gave him a call and they told him to come back the next day for a free meal because they were closed. That was not good enough for him. He returned about 12:20 a.m., a short time later, and shot at the bulletproof window in an employee's car.
Oh, no.
So,
wait, an employee at Taco Bell had a bulletproof window?
No, the bulletproof window is, he shot at the drive-thru window.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay.
And then apparently when that didn't work, he shot at a car.
Employee's car.
Yeah, he shot the car after he shot the window. But I think that's overreacting just a little bit to not having the sour cream.
I would agree.
But that's what happens when you go to Taco Bell. You might see somebody shooting up a window. Anyway, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, 2 hours already down here on What Are the Odds Wednesday, and we will do, I'll respond to this annoying texter here at 6 o'clock, and then at 6:15 we'll do our What Are the Odds call. Well, we're not going to theme it today. We'll let you guys run with it. It can be anything you want it to be. We'll do that at 6:15. The three best get seats in the poker tournament, so don't call in unless you actually want to go to the poker tournament. And of course, but some of the texts are really on today. This is restoring my faith in humanity. 713 says it's only fair since their food shoots through you.
There you go.
Yep, you guys are on it today. Making up for the evil ones. Double down. Jeez, dude, Taco Bell messed up your order. Not like they touch your junk in a three-way.
True.
Yeah, there is that. All right, we'll be right back. But